在线英语听力室 ,teamroom.com, 欢迎您。
For heaven's sake, David, you know how long he's been ill.
Wallace exclaimed. She's terribly clever about these things.
Whereas by letters patent under the Great Seal, bearing date of Westminster the 11th day of June 1912, His Majesty King George the Fifth did constitute, order and declare that there should be a guardian of the realm, Custos Regni,
in the form of councillors of state. I don't understand what you're talking
order
about.
Order of the Council of State.
Did you do that? The other one?
So that we may act on your
it behalf. It is all much clearer to me, I'm afraid, Lord Wickham. I'm following. Well, I'm still confused, but...
Approved.
Thank you.
Let me help you, sir.
Ah, yes.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Feeling a little better, sir?
No, I'm not feeling any better. I feel dreadful. Ah! Ice skating?
No, George.
Yes. It's all right, of course. I know, darling, a talk, even a lovely long talk, is a poor substitute for holding tight and making drowsy. Nor making our own drowsies either, as we've had to do far too often lately.
David, for dinner.
I'm on with Wallace. Bertie. No. No, it's not important. Oh, I don't want to. No. Telephone me later.
All right, bye.
Wallace misses me terribly.
Mama says you're late for dinner.
She forgets Papa's bloody clocks for half an hour fast.
How's the king? I hope he's not in pain.
No, sir. His Majesty's quieter now.
Thank you.
David, if your father were here, tardiness would not be tolerated. None of this unpleasantness would be tolerated.
You know, sir, I appreciate that you are different from your father. Both in outlook and temperament. I want you to know that whenever the king questioned your conduct, I tried, in your interest, to present it in the most favourable light.
I can always trust you to have my best interests at heart.
I fear our vigil will not be of long duration. Please continue.
Let us commend our brother George to the mercy of God, our Maker and Redeemer.
Long live the king.
I hope I will make good as he has made good.